AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Half an hour from now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch will begin a news conference to talk about the world soccer scandal. It's about money, says the Justice Department. Bribery, kickbacks, all involving FIFA soccer tournaments played here in the U.S. Seven soccer officials were arrested in Switzerland this morning. Four have already pleaded guilty. Around the same time, FIFA's Walter Di Gregorio faced reporters.
It's not nice to be here in front of you and try to explain something that is not nice.
Swiss prosecutors are opening criminal proceedings as well into FIFA's decision to award the 2018 World Cup tournament to Russia and the 2022 World Cup game to Qatar, though FIFA says it will not revisit those decisions. The search is back on today for the missing in Texas after those fierce storms flooded many parts of the state. Emergency official Michael Walter is in Houston.
We are working. Our search and rescue teams are out there at the last known place. Unfortunately, with this, when people fall into the water, it's very difficult for us to know exactly where they went at that point.
He was on the Today Show this morning. 17 people were killed in the storms over the Memorial Day weekend in Texas and Oklahoma. Police in North Dakota say a military airman who opened fire at a Walmart in Grand Forks early yesterday morning apparently chose his targets at random. One employee is dead, a second injured. Airman Marcel Willis then killed himself. Ford is recalling thousands of vehicles because the steering can fail. The Flex and Taurus, as well as the Lincoln models from 2011 through 2013. Also covered some Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models from 2011 and 2012. This is AP Radio News. Here's something you don't see often. As a matter of fact, here's something you don't see at all. Afghanistan's first lady speaking in public in a society that traditionally keeps women behind closed doors. Rula Ghani is beginning to speak out on violence against women, the rule of law, and other subjects. And hundreds of people are streaming into her meeting room to listen and to ask her advice.
I seem to have answered a need that was there. I was not expecting the amount of people coming and seeking me and seeking to see me. At first, I thought I was just a new kid on the block, and they just wanted to see me for the novelty of it.
She says she doesn't do politics. Her husband handles that. He's President Ashraf Ghani. Singapore Airlines trying to figure out this morning why one of its jets lost power in both engines and fell 13,000 feet before regaining altitude. Everybody's okay. The plane landed safely in Shanghai. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.